We want to visit now with Craig Johnson. He is the president of Customer Growth Partners based in New Canaan, Connecticut, to talk about their 16th annual Back to School forecast. Craig, always a pleasure. Just give us some of the highlights of your latest report about what the Back to School shopping season could look like.
Great, Pam. Delighted to be with you again. We've done this for many years, and this looks like the absolute best year for back-to-school retail in 7 years. 7 years, of course, is 2011. It was sort of a dead cat bounce off the recession. So this really represents a lot of organic growth, and so we're looking for the total sales growth this year of 5.1%. That's up from last year's 4.3%, which was already a perfectly strong pace. And so this 5.1 again is best since 2011.
Craig, can you define what back to school shopping is? Because when I think of it, I think of getting notebooks and pencil cases. But this really encompasses just a sort of increase in shopping that typically happens in September, correct?
Yeah, basically August, September, and so forth. It's back to school is not strictly back to school clothing and school supplies, and so that's sort of the old definition of it. Because almost all retailers across all sorts of categories, whether it's home furnishings, whether it's apparel, whether it's department stores, discounters, they all do back to school promotions, and which are meant for people both school age and, how should I say, well past the school age. The only categories we leave out of it is the regular ones we leave out of our database, which is automobiles, restaurants, gasoline, and then we also leave out home improvement, you know, Home Depot and Lowe's, which really don't have a role here, and then the grocery stores. Really, there's nothing particular about back to school for that. So it's all the other categories: apparel, home furnishings, consumer electronics, obviously online, sports, and so forth.
Well, let's delve a little bit into the world of online retail. How much are they going to benefit?
Well, online retail has been growing at double-digit pace for decades now, and that of course is down from triple-digit pace early on. But so we're looking at back-to-school online retail, the online channel, to grow a little bit above 10%. But online retail has gotten to be so big that 10.6% increase in the online category represents almost 50% of the overall increase in back-to-school sales, which really shows how powerful an engine the online channel is.
So, Craig, I ran into a reporter who will remain unnamed the other day who covers the retail industry, and I said, how are you doing? And he said, ugh, I can't get away from talking about tariffs. Everything that we write about, everything that we do has to relate back to the tariffs these days, just because that is the headlines and that is the concern. So in that same vein, I do want to bring up with you, does that factor in at all to these sales? Are you expecting anyone to talk about how higher prices or anything else could potentially affect back to school? Or are these two unrelated issues?
Well, they are related. There's a linkage. But so far, all the stuff that we do is based on data and what we're seeing. We have a team of 18 people across the country. They're in the stores every week across 100 venues. And nobody... there's no apparent impact so far. We don't hear, we do customer exit interviews. Nobody's talking about the tariffs from the point of view of actually affecting retail. And then we've also done some studies. I've done price elasticity studies over a number of decades. And the demand, for apparel and footwear, which have not been named yet to be included in this, in the tariffs, that is sort of the area that is relatively sensitive to it, particularly since so much of that stuff comes in, apparel footwear comes in from China, not exclusively, but a ton of it. And so the increases that they're seeing there, we don't think it's going to have that big of an impact because the demand for apparel and footwear is actually relatively, it's modestly inelastic. In other words, prices may go up by 5%, but demand may only go down 3%. So in a crazy way, it's actually good for retailers to have modest inflation, although nobody likes tariff-based inflation. But consumers, we think the idea of this is going to be some giant you know, crushing weight on the consumer. We just don't see it.
Craig Johnson, thank you so much for being with us. Craig Johnson, president of Customer Growth Partners based in New Canaan, Connecticut, talking about how he's expecting the best back-to-school shopping in 7 years. Pim, do you do back-to-school shopping?
No.
In a word.
No.
But, I mean, even for your daughter?
Involved. I don't get involved in anything like that.
What did you as a kid?
That was in an antediluvian era where you got an extra pencil sharpener and you thought that was a big deal.
Oh, I remember being so excited to go to the store and get all of the nice binders and the different manila envelopes that were all nice and neat and new. And I promised that I would remain organized for the year. And it ended very quickly as everything just ended up getting thrown into my backpack. You don't remember that?
I don't think we had. I didn't have backpacks.
The smell of new pens. Oh, loved it.